You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Bay Area authors have had to cancel launch parties and book tours because of the coronavirus, so we're bringing them to you in a series we're calling New Arrivals. Today we hear from Maggie Takuda Hall, who lives in Oakland. She's the author of the fantasy young adult novel The Mermaid, the Witch, and the Sea. Here's Maggie.
It's about a mermaid who's been stolen from the sea, a witch with ulterior motives, and also the sea, of course, and two kids who are just trying their hardest to find space for themselves in the world. I'm going to read to you from the interlude, which is the first of the point of view chapters from the sea's perspective. In this moment alone, a gray whale has beached itself on the red shore. A fishing ship pulls in more than 1,000 haddock in its tightly woven nets. Off the coast of the floating islands, a young boy, in his mirth and carelessness as he swims, has kicked a tower of golden coral, toppling it and drawing his own blood. In her depths, in her darkness, a monkfish in search of prey illuminates a lure. She is aware of all of this, but she is focused on the hollow edges where her mermaid belongs. She feels the absence like she feels a rock, corporeal and painful as it rubs against her. It is an ache. It is angry and raw.